亲爱的弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Good Sunday morning, peace to you all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我有机会来跟大家分享。
Thank God for His blessing, so I have opportunity to share God's words with all of you.
今天以一位牧师以及医生的立场来跟大家分享疾病与信仰。
Today, I share this topic of the sermon called Disease and Fitness, Disease and Faith. I share this sermon with you with the background of myself. I am a pastor. In the meantime, I also had a background of being a doctor.
请大家低头祷告。
Let's all bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，我满心感谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Kind Father, we faithfully thank you.
在今天虽然有一点下雪，但是我们的心是火热的。
Today, even though outside it is snowing a little bit, but our hearts are so alive.
因为你的爱充满我们。
Because of your love, fill our hearts.
让我们都能够有火热的心来到主你的面前。
So we come to here to worship you with a loving and alive heart.
求主你的圣灵跟我们同在。
Lord Father, please let the Holy Spirit be with us.
祝福我们听跟讲的人。
So please bless the person who speak out your words, and please bless the people who listen to your words.
身心灵都得到照顾。
No matter our body, our spirit will be protected and well taken care of by you.
我们这样的祷告都是奉靠主耶稣的名来求。Amen.
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
今天跟大家分享的题目是疾病与信仰。
Today, the topic I'd like to share with all of you is disease and faith.
是记载在圣经列王记下20:1-11.
So we just read scripture that's in the book of the 2 Kings, chapter 20. Verse 1-11.
今天分享的是一位王，犹大王，西西家王，他罹病，得到病，而他让他的信仰得到考验。
Today, the main character we're going to share is in the book of Old Testament. He was a king. He was the king in the Old Testament, his name is Hezekiah, so he was really, really ill, almost to die.
这个西西家王的故事不只是记在列王记下20:1, 列王记下20:1-11.
About the story of the king of Hezekiah, his story was not only just recorded in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, also in the other chapter in the 2 Kings, that's a chapter 18, about his illness, about his story.
也记载在历代之下32:24-26,
also recorded.
以及以赛亚书38:1
Also recorded in the book of the 2 Chronicles, chapter 32, verse 24-26, and also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 38.
在列王记下18:2的第二节，在那地方告诉我们说，西西家王他是一个在犹大王里面是一个最好的。
In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 18, verse 2, told us the king of Hezekiah, he was one of the best king over there.
西家王他在25岁担任犹大王，他当了29年，等于他活了54岁。
Okay, the king.Hezekiah, when he became a king, he was only age of 25. Then he lived for another 29 years. So total his life was 54 years old.
神给他加了15年的寿数。
The Lord had already added 15 years of life in his life.
意思是说他39岁的时候曾经得了一个很严重很严重的疾病。
So if we do the calculation, that means when he was 39 years old, he was extremely ill.
在圣经里面记载20章里面记载他得了重病。那么那时候西家王他病得要死，亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚来见他，对他说，耶和华如此说，你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。
Hear what the Bible says. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, This is what the Lord said. Put your house in order, because you're going to die. You will not recover.
他这个病不是他自己觉得不舒服也不是觉得他有病，也不是王的医生来跟他讲说，王啊，你病得要死，是先知以赛亚来跟他讲说，你病得要死。
So when the king of Hezekiah, he was really, really ill. It's not because himself felt extremely ill and uncomfortable.Also, it's not the daughter of the king went up to him and said, Hey, the king, your majesty, you were really, really sick and ill. No, it is the prophet Isaiah went up to him and told him, You are to the point about to die.
我们去了解一下到底这个王到底得了什么病。
So let's try to understand what kind of a disease and an illness the king had.
假如我们以现在来看的时候大概这个诊断是什么？
So now use our modern thought to think about this scripture. What was that?
他有什么样子的不舒服？他到底这个病是很严重？是先知以赛亚来跟他讲。那么他怎么样子来祈求神的医治？
So what kind of illness was that? And the prophet Isaiah went up to the king and told him he had a disease.Was about to die. So, what did the king Hezekiah pray? How did he pray?
在第八节，王他得了什么样的病呢？他是一个疮在身上，疮在英文叫做 boil.
Okay, if you look at the scripture, verse 8 in chapter 20, it says, the illness was boil.That's the name of the illness the king Hezekiah had.
在华语的意思呢，就是疮。那么身上长了一个疮，到底怎么样的不舒服？我想很多人在年轻的时候、小的时候，曾经也生过疮。那个疮一定是很痛，而且是有红肿、热痛。
So the illness the king of Hezekiah, the king Hezekiah had is called boil.So, well, when we were little, probably a lot of people experienced that kind of illness. Boil can be really hurt. It will be red and swollen, extremely uncomfortable and hurt.
希伯来文呢是叫做肿块，的意思是一肿了一块。
So, in the language of Hebrew, it's called boil. That means there's something in your skin was red and swollen and extremely hurt.
我们想说，假如一个肿块在这个身上，没有什么不舒服，没有什么感觉，那么到底这个病呢会要他命？那么我们了解了，要这个先知以赛亚来跟他讲说，你病得很严重。
So, the king Hezekiah, he did have this illness, which was a boil in his body.He didn't really feel that much, but the prophet Isaiah went up to him and said, You have disease, you were about to die.
以现在来讲，我们晓得这个病应该是癌症，应该是癌症。
Nowadays, if people will, doctor will diagnose this disease, it will be diagnosed as a cancer.
在17世纪的时候，在欧洲，有人得了乳房的肿块，那么假如 他很不舒服的时候，他是到修道院去，修道院呢就给他收留，因为他们不了解这个病是怎么样的病，他们还以为是传染病，所以把这个乳房的肿瘤的这些女人，他把她收留在在修道院里面，把她在这个地方那么记录起来，说她得了怎么样子，然后她的情况是怎么样子，最后怎么死的。那么在欧洲呢，他们在17世纪的时候，他不晓得这个是癌症。
I'll give you a perfect example. In the 16th century, when some women had cancer in their breast, so they didn't know what's going on. They have no idea. So the only way they can do is they came to the temple of a church where hosted by the nuns, and they will tell the nuns what's happening and show them the illness. And the nun had no idea what is a breast cancer. They will do all the recording, says what happened for the disease and what was the process, how eventually the person passed away. It was recorded in by nuns.
在我们近代的苹果的CEO 了，贾伯斯了，他得了胰脏癌。他一开始的时候也没有不舒服，稍微有一点痛，他也不觉得什么。然后来了，情况就严重了。他一年的时间，他变得很严重了。那最后当然就死亡。
Modern times, a lot of people knew the story. He was called the father of the Apple company.Steve Jobs, eventually he passed away due to pancreas cancer. At the very beginning, he didn't really feel anything different, didn't really feel the uncomfortability, but eventually, only after 1 year, he passed away due to this pancreas cancer.
所以很多的癌症像子宫颈癌 cervical cancer, 它有可能有30年的时间了，它没有什么症状。
So a lot of cancer didn't really show the early signs. For example, cervical cancer, the person can live for 30 years, didn't even realize.
所以很多的疾病事实上是很严重，但是有时候我们真的在我们身上真的我们不知道。
A lot of illness and disease, it was a serious stuff, but even though it happened, our body didn't really react that way. We didn't really feel anything.
像西西家王，他在雅哈斯的这个等于以赛亚跟他讲说他得了病，他知道了，他转脸朝墙，他祷告耶和华说：“耶和华，求你纪念我在你的面前怎么样子存完全的心，按诚实做事，又做你眼中作为善的。”西西家就痛苦。
So when the king Hezekiah was told by the prophet Isaiah, he was at the point of death. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly.
我很多的癌症病人，他不相信自己得了癌症，他也常常问说，为什么是我？为什么是我
？Well, I was a doctor. I had a lot of patients who were unfortunately had cancer, and they started to deny that. They said, "Why? What happened to me?"
他们说，抽烟是会得胃癌，我没有抽烟，我为什么会得胃癌？
They said, if you're a smoker, that will lead to the lung cancer. But I have been not smoker for my life. Why I have lung cancer?
我当了46年的医生，到现在癌症真正的原因还是不知道。
I have been practicing medicine as a doctor for 46 years. Until nowadays, it's still a mystery for why people get cancer.
我从在疾病的原因，假如从医学上，我没有办法解释。
So what is the fundamental resources why people have disease and illness? And from the medicine point of view, I have no answer.
为什么我读神学，就是为了这个理由，是因为这些疾病的原因到底是犯罪引起的呢，还是信仰的考验呢，或者是疾病是不是真的很痛苦，然后是很困难的。但是事实上我们了解啊，疾病也是有，也是福气的。
So that's the reason why I went to theological seminary to study seminary, because I want to know why people have an illness and a disease. Is it because that's a challenge and test by faith? Or what is the true reason why people have an illness and disease?
问题是我们得了疾病，我们事实上我们也是一种福气，也是得到了医治以后，我们怎么样子去懂得感恩，怎么样子来渴望神，来依靠神，有信心得到医治。
Actually, when people have an illness, one side is you are truly blessed because after God heal you, you should have a thanksgiving heart and a faithful heart, truly thank God and devoted to God.
约伯记记载的约伯是一个很正直的人，那他因为魔鬼的陷害，那也得了重病，也财产都没有，十个小孩子都死了，但是他讲了一句话，他说赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华。
If you look at the book of Job, in the landOf Oz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels. So he was a very rich person, but because of a devil, he was extremely ill and poor at one point. But this is what Job said. At this, let me see here, yeah. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord give, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
约伯虽然他的三个朋友来到他的面前，还是因为他有还是犯罪了。那么我们讲约伯记总共有42章，在42章里面，他最后的42章讲了一句话，说我从前风闻有你，我在亲眼看见你，我在灰烬中悔改了。
So in the book of Job,Do you remember, Job had 3 friends. They told Job, the reason why you were so ill, the reason why you lost everything, because you sinned. But totally, there are 42 chapters in the book of Job. And this is what Job said. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despair myself.And repent in dust and ashes.
我相信很多人得了重病，我也曾经得过重病。那么我生下来，3个月，我曾经罹患了很严重、很严重的疾病。神让我恢复了，所以为什么我愿意读医学，愿意为神所用，也是在帮助自己怎么样子健康，也帮助别人。那么今天呢，我们所讲的一个很重要的就是疾病是要我们休息，更要谨慎自己的身体。
Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of people had experience, which is, you know, had illness, had a disease. Myself, I had illness and a disease before, serious one. Especially when I was born, after I was born, when I was only 3 months old, I had a great illness.But God healed me. That's the reason why I decided to study medicine, because I want to take care of myself, and also want to take care of others. So when you have illness, God clearly tells you, you need to rest, take care of your body, take care of your health.
神借着疾病是要训练我们的身体更加健壮。假如你是在温室里面的花朵，当然是很好，但是一离开温室可能就有问题。所以你看呢，越到高山上去，越是风吹雨打，它是越强壮。
So when we had an illness, that could be passed the challenge from God, because if you always live in a very pleasant, warm environment, you couldn't take any illness. So look, if you go up to the mountain, the environment was severe, that was the truly test, to test us to be stronger.
真正的疾病是会让我们的信仰更加坚固，也更加有希望。
The true illness will bring us to be more faithful, to have a stronger, more faithful faith for God.
所以西西家王他罹患病，他看了一些异象，亚哈斯的日晷向前进的已经会就是退到45度。
So here the king Hezekiah, he said, this is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do what he has promised. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps or shall it go back 10 steps? It is a simple matter for the shadow to go forward 10 steps, said Hezekiah. Rather have it go back 10 steps.
神不只是医治他，也让他的臣也脱离亚述王的手。
So, Lord not just healed Hezekiah, and here it says, go back and help, tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people. This is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now on, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Syria.
神的意志很简单，先知以赛亚降下拿了一块无花果饼来，人就举了来贴到窗上，王就得到医治。
The healing process by God toward the king Hezekiah was quite simple. The prophet Isaiah said, prepare a poultice of a fig. They did so and applied it to the boil and he recovered.
神的意志是很简单，我们事实上了解，你只要有信心，你只要依靠，你就得到。
The healing process by God is quite simple. As long as you have a faith, you have a strong faith through God, you will be healed, you will be well.
我们假如在读圣经的时候，我们也了解说，西西家王他真的后来，他真的是感谢神吗？
So if you read through the Bible, after God healed the king of Hezekiah, did he really turn himself to God and be faithful to God?
至少西西家王他得病，也是有15年的寿数啊。他生病3年以后所生的王，啊，就是马拉西王，是最坏最坏的王。
Well, we read this Bible, Neil. After the king Hezekiah was really ill, God healed him and gave him 15 years of a life in his life. And but after 3 years, he gave a birth to another king that was the worst king.
所以我们了解说，你假如请求神给你岁数医治你，我们真的是用感谢的心，真的是有真的来帮助这个社会或者这个国家啊。那么他生了病以后，他生病以后的3年以后的所生的我，假如他不这样子15年的寿数的话，这个历史也会改变。
So we know when we have illness, we need to sincerely pray for God, say, hey, add up more number of years in my life. If God did so, you should faithfully serve God, not you know, turn around, not to serve God. So for the story of the King Hezekiah, God added 15 years in his life, but after 3 years, he had another king, and that was the worst king in the history. That shouldn't be the story.
So today, 我们要了解说, 这个西西家王的故事, 让我们有几样的事情。 第一件事情是, 我们事实上的身体都是很虚弱, 我们都是不是健康, 主耶稣来, 是来寻找罪人, 他不是寻找好的人, 他真的是在帮助罪人, 那么真的是让我们罪人得到福气, 能够依靠他得胜。
So what can we learn from today's scripture? And we are all weak people. We are not strong people. When Jesus Christ came to the earth, he searched for and helped for the weak people and healthy people, who are all those kind of people. And that's what Jesus Christ came to. He's not here to search for good, healthy people. He's here to help for those weak and unhealthy people.
真的是有病，我们靠着信心，我们祈求，真的得到医治。
If you have illness, have a faith toward God. Sincerely pray, you will be healed. You will be well.
我们都需要持续去感恩，持续的去做美好的事情。
We need to constantly have thanksgiving heart. We need to constantly do the holy things God should be pleased with.
我们相信。 神的医治，也相信神的祝福。
We truly believe God can heal us. We truly believe God is blessing us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us all bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Our dear heavenly kind Father, we truly thank you.
我们由于西西家王的故事，让我们学习到我们都不完全。
From the story of the King Hezekiah, we really can tell, we really can learn, we are not a complete person. None of us are.
完全的来到主耶稣来到，我们得到拯救。
We want to totally come to you, Jesus Christ. We want to be rescued and saved by you.
感谢主，今天我们也要主的餐，主的典礼，我们。 一起来感谢神。
Today is the day we will have the covenant, the Lord's Supper. We thank you, Lord.
我们求主祝福我们在今天我们的日子得以完全，也得以让我们保守我们，也能够得到主你的祝福满满。
Today, in the special day of communion, Lord Father, please bless us. Abundantly bless us.
奉主耶稣的名来求,
we pray
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。